AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Former President Donald Trump's filed an appeal with the Supreme Court in the state of Maine, challenging a ruling by the Secretary of State that he can't appear on the presidential ballot this year because of his alleged role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Shana Bellows explained last week's decision on WGME-TV.
The events of January 6, 2021 were unprecedented and tragic. They were an attack not only upon the Capitol, government officials, but an attack on the rule of law.
Trump is also blocked in Colorado and expected to file an appeal in that case as well. The Biden administration's asking the U.S. Supreme Court to allow agents to cut that razor wire that Texas officials placed at the border with Mexico. Right now, they're blocked by a lower court ruling. No apparent terrorism link in Rochester, New York, after a fiery crash involving an SUV driver and a vehicle full of gasoline. The FBI's Jeremy Ball on WHAM.
So far, we've uncovered no evidence of an ideology and no nexus to terrorism, either international or domestic.
The driver and two concert goers died in the crash outside the Kodak Center. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is facing new charges.
The latest version of the indictment says Senator Menendez introduced a member of the Qatari royal family and principal in a company with ties to Qatar to a New Jersey businessman. The indictment said the Qatari investor then negotiated a multi-million dollar investment in a real estate project planned by Fred Davies. I'm Norman Hall.
Media reports in Lebanon say one of the founders of the group Hamas has been killed in an explosion. An aviation analytics company says Air Canada had the worst on-time performance among large airlines in North America last year. This is AP News. Now that the earliest version of Mickey Mouse has lost its copyright, two Mickey Mouse horror films are in the works.
The 95-year-old copyright expired on Steamboat Willie, the earliest film version of both Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Hours later, a trailer was released for the horror movie Mickey's Mousetrap, directed by Jamie Bailey. It shows a man in a Mickey mask terrorizing young people at an arcade. Director Stephen LaMorte writes on Instagram about a second, as-yet untitled movie about a mischievous mouse that becomes a monstrous reality on a late-night boat ride in New York. Last year, a horror movie about Winnie the Pooh was released. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A group of volunteer divers say they found the remains of a missing woman who disappeared 12 years ago. The SUV that Sandra Lemire was driving was found submerged in a retention pond near Walt Disney World in Florida. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.